Lord, thank you for your mercy on the sick, the dying, the unsaved, and the unprepared for death, and that not one soul will pass away without knowing your merciful love and inviting you into their heart. Amen. Mother Claire began, Blessed Mother, please speak to us tonight. Please. Just believe, my children. I have brought you all together here in faith. Shall I then abandon you? Do not fear what man fears, precious children, for God has your best interests at heart and is not slack in protecting you and your families. Yes, men's hearts will fail them, but your heart will be secure in the Lord. There is nothing on this earth that can happen that will separate you from Him. He has seen to that, and many of the things that man fears, the Lord has total control over. The blood of Jesus is so powerful, and those prayers are powerful. My blessed ones, the closer you are to the Lord in His passion, the greater the rewards of intimacy. Therefore, many who are sick and bedbound have enviable relationships with Him. They were willing to give up all else to have this. It is so important that you teach heart dwellers to abide in the vine, to rest in His merciful provision, to cleave to Him, and use His blood to deliver you from all evil, especially these end-time plagues. Your provision, your safety, your security is totally in Him, no matter what man fears. When you cleave to Him in this way, nothing can separate you. Do not look at death as a tragedy. It is a reward for a Christian. It is a homecoming time. Does it not say the living will envy the dead? Indeed, this is true. It is a release from earthly bonds to be taken to heaven. What is most necessary is prayer for those who do not know Him. These are the tragedies, and that is why the Lord has you praying for them now. Keep your eyes open for the unsaved and pray for them. These will be the ones He is most concerned about, the ones that break His heart. A true and loving bride is always solicitous for her groom and all the ways she can bring him happiness. You have it in your possession to bring him this happiness by praying for the ones who do not know Him and haven't been open to accepting Him. You needn't be stressed over your condition, because death can only bring you eternal happiness. But those around you, living in the darkness, have even a more horrible darkness to overcome them if they do not say yes to Jesus. Make this your priority at those times. This will also be a tremendous witness that you know your destiny and trust in Him even in your last moments on earth. Now, about these events written in Revelation, they are to come about, especially for the punishment of the wicked and the salvation of souls who will turn to God. You are given the task of bringing God to others and giving them reassurance that they are loved by their Creator. But because of the terrible crimes of some and their proliferation on earth, all of this is necessary. Convinced of His love for them, they will die in peace. Assist those at the hour of their death by asking them to forgive those who have injured them. Explain to them that God will forgive all their sins if they have forgiven others who have sinned against them. This is a formula for salvation: confession of sin, releasing others from their sins, believing in the death and resurrection of Jesus, that He is God, and giving their lives into His hands, simply stating, Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. Come into my heart. I give you my life. This is a good message for the channel, so that others may know how to care for those who are dying. But of course, dear ones, see to it that you also forgive all sins against you.